Hello and welcome to The English We Speak with me, Feifei.
And me, Phil. We have an expression about things that scare you. They make your hair stand on end.
Make your hair stand on end. I'm not sure I'm brave enough to find out how you use this one. Go on, tell us what makes your hair stand on end.
I can't stand mice, and my house is full of them. When I see one, it makes my hair stand on end.
I don't even want to think about it. But what about other times? What other things are you scared of? What makes your hair stand on end?
You know when you see great big spiders, really hairy ones? Even if I just think of them, they make my hair stand on end.
Is it just animals that you're scared of? Is there anything else that can make your hair stand on end?
Okay, maybe heights. I remember being high up on a mountain and looking down at the rocks below. It really made my hair stand on end.
Has anyone ever said that you're easily scared? Let's hear some more examples.
Being on a scary fairground ride makes my hair stand on end.
Hearing footsteps outside my window on a dark night made my hair stand on end.
If I saw a shark while I was swimming in the sea, it would make my hair stand on end.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the expression make your hair stand on end. It's used to talk about things that scare you. We can replace your with other pronouns like my, his, her. So we can say make my hair stand on end or make his hair stand on end.
And another way that we say it is that something makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
And seeing as you've said that mice, spiders and heights all make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, remind me never to go on a walk in the countryside with you.
I think I need to stay in the city. Too many things in the countryside make the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
So, you'll definitely be here to record the next terrifying episode of The English We Speak. See you next time.
Bye.
If you like The English We Speak, you might like our new series, Office English. It's all about the English we need at work. From writing the perfect email to getting your ideas heard in meetings, we help you with phrases to improve your business English. To listen, head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com, or search Learning English for Work in your podcast player.